part of formation for the priesthood, we have to do some sort of hospital chaplaincy. So one summer I was doing a hospital ministry time, and one of my friends that was also on the hospital tour at the time, he told me this story. He said he walked into the room of a lady who was very, very, very sick. And he noticed that something was out of place amongst all the things in the hospital, among the monitors and the lousy hospital food and all of the IVs that she was filled with. There was a piece of pink construction paper. And all that piece of construction paper was a tiny outline of a hand. So my friend asked the patient, "Is this from somebody special?" The lady started to get misty-eyed and she said, "Yeah, it's from my daughter. Once a month for 3 or 4 days, I have to come to Houston and I have to receive this treatment for my illness. And my daughter is 6 years old and she's always sad when I come. So the last time that I came to Houston for treatment, she gave me this picture. And she said, 'Mommy, I want you to have this. And I want you to know that anytime you get scared, anytime you get afraid, all you have to do is hold my hand and I'll be right there.'" My brothers and sisters, we have a gift from our God that's a reminder that when we get scared, when we get afraid, all we have to do is put out our hands and our God will be there. These 5 weeks here in the Cycle B readings, we hear the discourse from John's Gospel, chapter 6. The beautiful story of our Lord telling us that the Eucharist is true food, it's true drink, it's the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. And my friends, unlike the pink piece of construction paper, that's just a sign of the real hand, the Eucharist is a reality of our Lord Jesus. We know that we believe that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, given to us as the greatest treasure that we have as Catholics. So when we come to Mass, when we come to our Lord, He will give His very self to us. The gift of the Eucharist is amazing. It's a gift that our God says to us, "I want you to have this. This is a reminder of my love. It's a reminder of my presence. It's a foreshadowing of the heavenly banquet. It's my love poured down upon you." That's why we get to come to Mass every Sunday. Some of us get to come every single day to receive this wonderful treasure, the gift of our Lord, His body, blood, soul, and divinity, given to us as a promise of everlasting life and a promise of His great love. It's also, I think, very fitting that our Lord uses real food and real drink to supply our needs. As human beings, we need food to eat. And throughout the course of human history, throughout the course of the Bible, there's lots of stories of food. The very first story that we have of Genesis, after God creates everything, He says to Adam and Eve, "You guys can have anything you want from this garden, except for this one tree. Don't eat of that." Right? When they get banished from the garden because they were disobedient to God, God says to them, "You're going to have to work by the sweat of your brow to make sure that this land is going to provide for you food." Here in the first reading today, the people of Israel, they've escaped from slavery. They're in the desert. They're whining, they're complaining to Moses. They say, "Moses, why did you bring us here? There's nothing to eat in the desert." And God gives this beautiful, awesome sign of love where He says, "All right, in the evening, I'll give you quail. In the morning, I'll give you bread. You don't have to work for it. All you got to do is pick it up and eat it." And in the gospel today, Jesus says, Moses and the Israelites, they receive the bread from heaven. They receive food from God. But that's nothing compared to the food that I'm going to give you. The food that's the promise of everlasting life. The food that is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord that gives us strength, that gives us hope, that gives us love. We're so blessed that our God has chosen to speak through us through this wonderful gift of food. And when we come to the Eucharist, we're fed. We're fed because we receive a little bit of the Eucharist. It's a little beautiful sign of His love, but it's also a fulfillment of His love in our hearts. It's not just the true food, the true drink that we receive when we come to the Eucharist, but it's also His love that incorporates our whole body and our whole soul and comes to dwell within us. And we're so blessed for that presence of His love and His presence in our lives. We are so blessed that our God has given us the Eucharist as a sign that He will always be with us and that He's always here for us. Whenever we get afraid, whenever we get scared, He's here and He gives us that love. I said at the beginning of Mass today, I'm Father TJ. I work for the diocese. My job is I'm the director of vocations. That means that I get to go out to parishes and I get to talk to young people. I get to talk to families about how much our church needs young men and women to answer the call to serve God. We need priests. We need sisters and nuns and brothers to carry on the work of the Lord. Specifically today, it's a reminder that if we want to be able to receive the Eucharist, we need priests. We need priests to be able to bring us the gift of the Eucharist, to celebrate this wonderful sacrifice that we have. I don't have to sit here and tell you the statistics of how many fewer priests and nuns we have now than we did 75 years ago, but that's a reality that faces our church. And so I'm here today because I ask, please, for your prayers and your support. Prayers and support for increase in vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated life. I ask if you're not doing so already to add that to your daily prayers, that young men and women may answer the call to serve God, to lay down their lives, to bring the presence and the healing and the love of God to the whole world. I ask young people that if you're considering, hey, whatever you want to do when you grow up, I ask you please to consider priesthood or consecrated life. I've been a priest now for 6 years, and it's awesome. Like, I can't think of anything I could do with my life that's more fun, that's more fulfilling, that's more joyful than getting to be a priest of Jesus Christ, to be able to bring hope and joy and peace to the world. And I get to meet so many incredible people. It is a wonderful, wonderful way to live your life. And young people, I'm asking you, please, consider that as a possibility. Like, I know that you're probably saying, look, when I grow up, I want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, a firefighter, a policeman. Those are all awesome and honorable professions. But another super awesome, amazing profession is being a priest or a nun, because you get to help a lot of people. So young people, I ask you to please consider that in your heart, that if God is asking, if He's placing that in your heart, if He's saying, I want you to follow me, be open to that. And parents, I ask for your help as well. I'd ask that you plant that seed in your sons and daughters and say to them, hey, look, when you're thinking about what you want to do with your life, consider, please, priesthood or consecrated life, because it's an awesome, amazing way to serve the Lord. My parents were always super encouraging of my brother and I. They always told us that that's a possibility. If that's what you want to do, if that's what you want to give your life to, we would be so proud if you were to do that. So parents, I'd ask you please to consider asking your children to consider a life of priesthood or the consecrated life. And I also ask all of you parishioners at St. John of the Cross, that if you see any young people from this parish that you think would be awesome in priesthood or consecrated life, to tell them that you see in them talents and gifts and abilities that would be so amazing to serve the Lord. Similar thing happened to me growing up. A lot of people from my parish said to me, hey, have you ever thought about it? And guess what happened? I became a priest. So maybe if you plant those seeds in the young people that you know that said, hey, have you ever thought about priesthood or consecrated life? It might be a seed that will take root in their hearts and their souls, and it will grow, and they might answer that call to serve the Lord. My brothers and sisters, we need to be able to lend our voice to Christ, to say to the young people that we know, have you ever thought about, have you ever considered giving your life in this way? I need your help, and I appreciate your help, because I'm the only priest in the diocese that does this full time. All right, I can't talk to all 1.4 million Catholics across the city, but I think together, if we all lend our voice to Christ and say to the young people that we know that we think would be awesome in service to the church, that would be a good way to allow the Spirit of the Lord's love to take root in the lives of young people that He's calling to serve as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you so much for your support and encouragement. I know Father Lynn is interested in starting a vocations committee here at St. John of the Cross. If you think that's a gift that you might be able to offer to this local church, to be able to pray for vocations on a daily basis and encourage the young people from this parish, then I'd encourage you to talk to Father Lynn about getting involved in a vocations committee and vocations ministry, because as I said, our church needs young people to lay down their lives, to become priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. So I thank you very, very much for your help and your support and your encouragement, because this is a need that faces our whole church. So we can continue today in prayers to God as we continue celebrating this Eucharistic banquet. We are so thankful to God that He makes Himself present to us right here at the altar, where He offers Himself, His body, blood, soul, and divinity to us. And we're also reminded that anytime we get scared, anytime we get afraid, anytime like we feel like we can't go on, our Lord invites us to put out our hands, because He'll be right there.